This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Came across an article that pretty much sums up open concept homes. There's a lot of hype around them. A lot of people making big changes to their current residence to have more of an open feel. I know you've brought that up about my house a few times, that you think I should blast out some walls.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to. It was just a suggestion.
No, I know.
When I was searching around for a new apartment, there were several that I looked at that were the type that it was basically one room.
Right.
The only separate room was the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird. Like, you'd walk in and you're like, so you're telling me that I sleep in the same room that I cook my dinner in?
Well, and there's even some that the bathroom's right there, too.
Oh.
You're just popping off right next to your kitchen. Or there's like a half wall. People are really into the open concept. A woman named Brenda Dedonda was interviewed about her open concept home. She said when she was house hunting this time last year, she knew what she wanted. A home where the kitchen, living room, and dining room were all one big, uninterrupted space. In our house, said Dedonda, a financial analyst, I'd come home and make dinner, and my husband would be watching TV in the other room, and a good portion of the evening we'd be apart. She got her togetherness all right in a glorious new house in an area called Millbury. Now when she cooks and her husband watches TV, he's in full view, relaxing while she works. Quote, frankly, it's really annoying, she said, and they've already listed the home. So the the title of the article was People in Open Home, Open Concept Homes Are Realizing the Walls Were There for a Reason.
Yeah. I love just hiding in my room.
Well, that's it, right? Like, I get that the open concept between especially, like, the kitchen and the dining room, or the kitchen and the living room, where you can have some, like, guests over, and if you're cooking, you can chill with them. But other than that, like, I'd like to close off the doors when I'm watching a movie.
Well, and when I have a hangover, I don't want to be around people. They don't want to be around me.
No, they definitely don't.
No.
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 Really, really cranky.
No.
Trying out this intermittent fasting.
Intermittent,
I think.
Intermittent. Intermission.
It's just a tough word to say. We were talking about this yesterday, words that are tough to say, and I'm having a problem with it because people are asking, like, hey, what are you doing again? Oh, I'm doing that. Intermittent fasting. I just say it under my breath. But what you do is you only eat for an 8-hour window a day, which I'm finding surprisingly easy. So I go through the show without breakfast. I was a little worried that I'd be grumpy or lack energy, but it doesn't seem to be bothering me too much. And my first meal can be at 10:30 a.m., and then I can eat what I want until 6:30 p.m., and then I'm done.
How do you not eat after 6:30 p.m., though? Like, don't you ever want to go to the kitchen and grab a handful of pretzels?
No.
Like, that's me.
I think when you to just know that you can't, that you don't start thinking about snacks. Whereas if I was not intermittent fasting, I would be like, ooh, what am I going to have? And then you start thinking about food. And then it becomes an issue. You start, like, smelling the popcorn that you're going to make. Those kinds of things, like, in your mind, you know? Whereas when you just tell yourself, like, no, I'm not doing that, then you don't let yourself think about it too much.
Okay, and how is it going?
Yeah, I mean,
like, do you feel better? Do you think you've lost weight? Like, what are the benefits here?
Apparently, it's really good for losing inches. I haven't noticed my clothes fitting better yet. It's only been a week, and I had a cheat day yesterday, and I didn't do it on the weekend. So I'm not sure I'm committing enough to it to notice, like, amazing results right away. But yeah, no, like, I'm just finding it manageable, and it's amazing how much less you eat when you don't eat your first meal until, you know, 7 hours into your day.
So, like, you're recommending intermittent
intermittent fasting.
I like mitten because it's cute.
Okay, intermittent.
Intermittent fasting.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty healthy option.
Well, we only just learned recently why it's called breakfast.
Because you break your fast.
You're breaking the fast.
Mind blown.
Cool. Yeah, no, not the life for me. I like to eat pizza at midnight. So
if anybody has any tips for that, or like maybe if I'm doing it completely wrong and by eating whenever I want on the weekends, I'm actually like doing damage to my body, I'd love to know.
Josh says to say difficult words in a British accent. Intermittent fasting.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Ech, I keep on... sounds Scottish. Intermittent.
And today is the 30th birthday of the World Wide Web.
What site would you use the most, would you say?
Like right now?
Yeah.
DilfsOfDisneyland.com? Just kidding.
Dilfs of Disneyland. Is this Josh?
It is.
Okay, Josh, you texted in and said, what's the guy got to do to get Lisa to sing happy birthday to him?
What's the guy got to do?
Well, I just want to warn you, she's out of the room right now. She's not healthy right now. She's got a really bad cold, so I just don't know if it... Is it something you want still?
Yeah. No, I really want that.
Okay, let me just grab her here. She's just... Hurry up, Lisa!
Do we have traffic?
No, Josh is on the phone.
It's all kinds of traffic.
Oh, man. Okay.
Josh is on the phone, and...
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
It's his birthday, and he was really hoping you would sing him happy birthday.
Please.
You know, I'm pretty sick right now, but some people like to call that my Phoebe Buffay voice.
Ooh.
At least she believes in herself. Let's do this.
Okay, I'm ready. And go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Josh.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Lisa, that was beautiful. I feel like such a man right now.
You are a man. How old are you turning?
I will be 38.
Hot.
Okay. This is a segment we call Unsung Heroes, where we give shout-outs to people or things that don't normally get them. A lot going on right now that we can dive into, especially with this beautiful weather. If you don't mind, Lisa, I'll start. Shout out to my Christmas lights, who are just about ready to get taken down.
I actually was mad when I went for a walk yesterday and saw a house that had the big candy cane lights still on their front lawn. I was like, really?
Yeah, those ones are pretty easy to take down. Come on, I'm talking about the like hard ones that are wrapped around my deck.
Shout out to families that all hold hands in the mall. Listen, if I wanted to play Red Rover, I'd go back to elementary.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to play Red Rover in the mall, though? It's pretty fun. They don't like it.
Shout out to the guy who's a little too excited for slow pitch and plans to spend his entire upcoming paycheck on a bat, couple arm sleeves, new batting gloves, some expensive sportsing sunglasses. So he's totally prepared to take some walks starting next month.
That was so relatable. Thank you for that. Shout out to the World Wide Web for turning 30 today. Thank you for all of the years of helping me pretend to be smarter than I actually am when I'm texting new suitors. Like, that's my go-to every time. I find out what they're interested in, and then I pretend I know everything about it until we actually hang out. They ask me a question, and I'm, like, Googling underneath the table.
So that's why things haven't been working out for you.
Yeah, it's a tough life. It's a tough life.
Maybe you should try honesty. Shout out to Snowmolds for giving your coworker who was partying until 6 a.m. a reason to have the snivels today.
Shout out to the snow melting, which reveals all the things your dog has hidden in the yard over the winter. There's going to be a lot of squirrel funerals.
Mine is similar, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Shout out to the people who will clean your entire backyard of 6 months worth of dog dumps for $40. You the real MVP.
Okay, I have one more about dogs. I'm sorry. Everybody loves dogs. Shout out to dogs that have human names. That's it. That's the shout out.
Apparently, there's some rules being passed that phones will not be allowed in classrooms at all. I gotta get the details on that. I think that might even be starting next year. But I can see why when you read stats like this. 75% of people have checked their phone while on the toilet. Which, I don't find that surprising.
Not at all.
It's my favorite place to do
it. In fact, I'm pretty sure the other 25% of people are lying.
Yeah, that's true.
So, okay.
Totally. Or germophobes. There may be some people that are like, I'm not getting my phone anywhere near this process.
The Howie Mandels of the world. That makes sense.
Exactly. Whereas this, I don't understand. Like, the bathroom thing I get, but apparently 1 in 6 people has checked social media while sharing
moments.
An intimate moment with someone else.
We got a text from Riley saying, here's my 2 cents. Intimacy on average takes less than 30 minutes. So if you can't go 30 minutes without checking your phone, it's not good. Like, that's pretty
like
terrible.
Like, you're an addict,
you're
is what
addicted
he's saying.
To your phone.
Like, he said even heavy drug users can go half an hour without using. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. You know, it's so tough these days with a lot of people being dependent on their phones for their job.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that are social media marketing managers, or they, you know, a lot of real estate agents, they depend on their Instagram account now.
Yeah, the social media thing, I don't understand. The stats kept on rolling in here on this article I read. 14% of people have answered a phone call during the throes of passion.
I feel like that is okay.
Right, if it's on a regular basis.
Right, if it's an emergency phone call, if it's someone that you're like, oh, that's weird that this person's calling me, I should probably get this.
Yeah, exactly.
I get that.
Take a quick intermission. So, Dave, this happened to you once. Explain.
All of a sudden, she picks up her phone and she's looking at her phone, trying to figure out how many likes she's got on her last Instagram post.
Oh, classic. You were hooking up with an Instagram influencer, it seems.
I tell you, it killed the moment.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe she was just trying to get confident, be like, look at how many people like me. And then with that confidence, she got to enjoy the moment with you. Okay. I'm way too positive, apparently.
So, after this moment you two shared, be honest. Like, did you go unfollow her? Because you know she's checking that, too.
Well, yeah. I couldn't have nothing to do with her. After that, man, that just blew my mind.
Thanks for the call. See, I don't know how I would handle that situation.
Yeah, I've never had to deal with something like that.
You know what I'd do?
What?
I'd be like, well, if you're allowed to use your phone.
What would you do on yours, though? Go to a website? Or...
Zoom in?
I'm not sure why I didn't wear a jacket. Like, I'm just getting way too excited about this spring weather. I'm so sick, and it's still cold out.
Yeah, you got a terrible cold.
Okay, let's do this.
All right. Let me just fire up the sound effects here.
Yep. This is your fake chopper traffic and weather with me, Lisa. It's slushy out, ladies. So if you don't own Hunter original rain boots and knee-high wool socks, you can't sit with us.
I can't what? Sit with you?
You can't sit with us. Moving on to traffic. Hey, I noticed you left your signal light on. Are you going to move into my lane, or do I have to stare at your blinking light in my peripheral for the next 6 kilometers?
No, but you're in a helicopter.
How can you not hear the clicking of the signal? Like, honestly, what are you doing in there? You better be blasting Hot 107 right now. That's the only excuse.
Can you even hear me? You're not responding to any of my statements.
This fake chopper traffic and weather report is brought to you by... politicians who have been reaching out to all of us via text messages. Yeah, I'll vote for you. But first, you have to listen to all my personal problems.
I've just been responding to those with your mom.
You up?
Oh, you could hear me this whole time.
Oh, yeah, of course. That was your fake chopper traffic and weather.
Conor McGregor is in the news. He was arrested after assaulting a fan's phone. He smashed it. This happened in Miami. The fan was just trying to get a picture, but I get it. I mean, when you're a celebrity, it can get frustrating. But to the extent of smashing their phone, I don't know if that was necessary.
Okay, but hold on a second. How does Conor McGregor end up getting arrested for an altercation where he smashes a guy's phone?
Okay.
And R. Kelly just keeps walking out of prison?
That's a very valid point. Thank you for that.
Like, ugh, society. Part one of The Bachelor went last night. Spoiler alert. Just be ready to turn it down if you got a PVR. Colton went from 3 girlfriends to 0. He's playing the game wrong.
It's fine. He has Twitter. I've been talking to him.
He's like the guy who tries to sell their hotels in Monopoly. You're like,
okay.
You're not headed the right direction, Colton.
it's been a one-way conversation when I've been talking to him on Twitter, but maybe one of these days, maybe. Okay, so James Corden shared the results of this David Beckham prank. It was months in the making. They revealed a statue of David Beckham, and when they pulled off the cloth, they recorded his reaction because it was the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And David Beckham is like one of the most gorgeous men on the planet.
For sure. It reminds me of the Cristiano Ronaldo statue.
Yes.
That was so bad.
And you know, I bet that was going through his head too. Like when it was revealed, I bet he was like, this has happened to another soccer player in the past. Is this a prank? Like,
right.
There's no way they would get my face wrong.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't want to say the wrong thing to make
so
fun
kind.
Of like a prestigious artist if it was legit. Yeah, funny stuff. That's what's trending this hour. All right, so we're talking about the that social anxiety is growing, trying to kind of find the root of it. And I know that for a lot of people, it's the narrative in their head of what they think other people are thinking about them.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy post about this on Facebook yesterday, and it just really rang a bell with me and hit home because I had a pretty intense experience. I took this really cool program called the Hoffman Process, where you like dive into your childhood and you dive into like your tendencies and where those came from. And like you even dig into like your grandparents and how they would have treated your parents. And just really interesting, this interesting program. Very healthy week for me to dive into that stuff. Anyway, one of the things was 24 hours of silence. And while we're in the middle of that, I'm having dinner. And I'm sitting next to this guy that I knew was really badass. Like, he seemed like just a really cool guy. And he was just eating veggies. I was hammering two chicken breasts. Like, I doubled up on the meat. And in my mind, I remember just painting the ugliest picture of what he thought of me. That I'm a carnivore, redneck, glutinous prick. Like, I just thought that he hated me.
Because he was obviously a vegan or a vegetarian.
Yeah. And he would have just like, and he looked at my chicken breasts a couple of times and then kind of gave me a dirty look. And I was like, I just had the worst experience. It was a really uncomfortable dinner for me.
And I guess that the 24 hours of silence was important.
Well, right. Because I think I would have like tried to mask it with joking around about something or like bringing it up. And then talking to him and showing that, like, I'm cool with vegetarians, bro. You know? Like, I would have tried to do something about it vocally. But I couldn't. You just had to sit there. So anyway, later in the week, I got the opportunity to bring it up with him. Because it was even part of the course. Like, what's something you thought earlier that you were wrong about in the course? And talk to the person about it. So I said, like, hey, when I was eating those chicken breasts, I was convinced that you thought I was this awful meat eater. And he said, no, I'm actually I eat meat as well. I just decided to go vegetarian and challenge myself for this week. And the reason I was looking at your chicken breasts so much is because I was jealous.
And
I wanted one.
You know, you have to keep in mind that when you say, if I could have spoke, I would have tried to joke around and talk about it to make it more comfortable. There's a lot of people that wouldn't.
Right.
So they deal with that inner monologue and then they just put up with it and then they live with that for the rest of their life and they overthink it. Luckily, you had the chance to talk to this guy and say what was really going on in your head.
Right.
And he could clear that up and then you feel at ease.
Totally. And it ended up like during the course, you didn't know who the other person was or any of the other people were. You weren't allowed to talk about like what you do or your real name. Like it's a heavy course. Anyway, he ended up being, I can't divulge too much information, but like one of the world's biggest philanthropist CEOs.
Right.
So just a really amazing dude. So I was right about something, how amazing he was. I was wrong about what he thought of me.
Mm-hmm.
So just as we look at social anxiety growing, I just wanted to share that story as a real honest look that you're probably wrong if you're beating yourself up about what somebody else thinks of you.
Yeah, it's crazy how your own mind can be an inner bully.
Yeah.
Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Hot 107.
All right, I have no idea what this is about, but the suspense is killing me. What's the new viral trend that's helping the world?
It's not pointless. It's not dangerous. I mean, unless you like poke yourself with one of those garbage stick things that you see people using on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's called trash tag, and that is the hashtag that you use.
Hashtag trash tag.
So there are people all over the world that are posting before pictures of like beaches, roads, fields, etc.
Okay.
And then they post the after photo of them cleaning up all of the garbage and litter. And it's amazing. It's really cool. It's taking off.
For it to be considered tagged, do you then tag someone who has to go out and do the same thing? Is that what the trash tag part is?
None of them are tagging other people, but I think it's just something that's inspiring others to go out and do it themselves.
So if you see somebody do it and you like it, then you're it.
You got to do it. Every time that I go out for a walk, mm-hmm. I try to pick up at least three things, you know?
Yeah.
If I see it, I'm going to pick it up knowing I know where all the garbage bins are around the area. So I'll just make sure to throw it in there with the dog poop.
I feel like you're making that up.
No, I'm serious.
I'm just kidding. It's a really cool idea, especially this time of year, because we go from winter to spring very fast around here, as we're seeing over the next week of temperatures, and it can look pretty ugly in some very beautiful spots.
Yep.
So I think for Edmonton specifically, once the snow melts, there will be plenty of spots where there's opportunity to pick up that trash.
If you are going to try this challenge...
Mm-hmm.
You should probably tag us so we can share it.
Yeah, tag at Hot107 Edmonton on Instagram,
yep.
Facebook, whatever. Twitter,
hashtag trash tag. Go check out all of the posts.
Colton, I'm just giving people a chance to turn the radio down. Colton went from 3 girlfriends to 0.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I've been tweeting him all morning.
He's going to be back up to 1 pretty soon, you think? So part 2 of the finale goes tonight. Here's just a little bit of what Shook done last night.
Love is scary. Love is not simple. Love is messy. And I don't know what the future holds for me. I've said it 1,000 times. I just want to be loved back the way that I love somebody. But I don't know if that's possible.
He could have had that if he would have went with Hannah B. Hannah G. Either Hannah's, really. Both hot.
She was too desperate, remember?
Well,
I didn't even watch the show. I just like assume.
You're just making things
up. Well, just from like tweets that I've read, you know, people that are actually passionate about it.
No, both the Hannahs were great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true. You've said that like because you call your friends at night and like gossip about The Bachelor and updates. Just kidding.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
In my shower robe with my feet up in the air.
It's true.
Like that meme.
Yes, exactly.
No, but here, I think I figured out why Colton's having such an issue, such a problem.
Talk to me.
Well, he's taking these girls overseas. They're getting used, their digestive systems are getting used to foreign food. International cuisine can take a run at you for the first few days, right?
Literally.
Yeah. So then he's like confronting them at their hotel rooms. You can't do that. He's like knocking, doesn't give them a heads up they're coming. All of a sudden they're on national TV. They're not ready. Who knows what just went down in there? So... Colton needs to call from the lobby and be like, yo, can I meet you in the lobby in 10 minutes? Out of respect. Have you never traveled before? The last thing I want is people anywhere near my hotel room by surprise after the Mexican buffet.
Well, maybe they don't care because they're like, well, this guy's going to marry me anyway. So he's got to just like put up with this.
Yeah, not when it's a competition still. You don't want to be third place out of... experiences he's had walking into hotel rooms.
Okay, that's fair. Oh, awkward. This song, X's.
Cross my heart. Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice. Only from Hot 107.